This is Earth and Sky. All this week, we've been airing the winning entries in our 9th annual Young Producers Contest.
This year, over 1,000 K-12 students from around the world produced and sent in their own science radio shows. Today's winner is Abe Robinson, a 10th grader from Urbana, Illinois, on the subject of molecules from space.
Where did I come from, Daddy?
Well, honey, you came from outer space.
Oh, Daddy, you're always kidding.
Was Daddy really kidding? Well, new research shows that the molecules that life is made of may have come from space. Studies done at the NASA Ames Research Center have resulted in the hypothesis that most of the molecules in living things are indeed out of this world. Many molecules essential to life have been found on meteorites, and many more have been made in experiments simulating conditions in outer space. Some of these molecules, when exposed to water, even form membranes similar to those that surround cells. Also, it is known that several tons of space dust, which may be made mostly of these molecules, enter the atmosphere from space every day. Because the same organic molecules likely rain down on all planets, extraterrestrial life will probably have at least its chemical structure, perhaps much more, in common with us. This is Abe Robinson, young producer for Earth and Sky from University Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois.
Thanks for your show, Abe, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.